You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. As the days get cold and those temperatures dip below freezing, some folks may be putting away their bicycles for the winter. But before you do that, our podcast, Want to Know Idaho, wants to take us back to those summer bike rides, which are sometimes punctuated quite literally by a pesky foe known as the goathead. Our production assistant, Molly Wampler, takes it from here.
Summers in Idaho are my absolute favorite. The temperature is ideal, it stays light really late, and I get to bike and hike to my heart's content. But this episode isn't about that. This is about the one thing that really bursts my bubble, if you will. Goatheads. Now, maybe you've heard of the invasive puncture vine that plagues our region in the summer months, but Want to Know Idaho listener Marshall Simmons wrote to us and asked something I hadn't considered before, and if a lore he'd heard years ago had any truth.
My question is, where did goatheads come from? I was originally under the impression that they were brought in as a preventative measure for the Idaho State Penitentiary on Warm Springs as a deterrent for prisoners who may have escaped. And now what I find that they're doing is they're a deterrent for my bike tires. And for my dog and for me as I'm out running trails.
That is Marshall. He's a third-generation Idahoan who has a particularly contentious relationship with goatheads.
The great blowout of 2016, yes, the great blowout, where there was 18 tires had to be changed that day because of a patch of evil goatheads and puncture vines that were along the Boise Greenbelt.
Those goatheads that cost Marshall and his friends 18 tires that day are invasive. But invasive from where exactly?
That is the million-dollar question.
That is Roger Batt.
I'm the statewide coordinator for the Idaho Weed Awareness Campaign. We exist to help Idahoans understand the seriousness of noxious weeds, the threats to our economy and our ecology.
And Roger knows quite a bit about the long history of the puncture vine.
They're native to Southern Europe, Africa, and the Mediterranean region. They came here into the United States on the wool of sheep. First documented case of puncture vine or goatheads was in the Pacific Northwest in Washington in 1924, and that was around some gravel close to some railroad tracks. As far as how they got into Idaho, we don't really know, but we know that they've probably been here at least 40 years. Probably they got here, we would imagine, either on the fur of an animal or inadvertently on some kind of a tire of a vehicle or something like that.
Like Roger said, the first documented case of goatheads here in the U.S. was in Washington, right by some train tracks. To Marshall, that seemed like a clue. See, the penitentiary on Warm Springs in Boise is right along a couple of old rail routes.
We had a lot of rail activity, whether it was just the trolley car that rolled up and down Warm Springs or the train track that's now the Greenbelt.
That would make sense, too. I mean, perhaps maybe it did get here from the railway system from Washington to Idaho. That's really yet to be documented, but that certainly could be the case.
Now, these are just guesses, but they maybe help explain how the story Marshall told us came about, whether or not it's true. Roger hadn't heard of this lore of goatheads intentionally planted around the old penitentiary to keep prisoners from escaping.
I definitely want to qualify my question with a generous amount of disclaimer, because as I know it, you know, I went through the Boise School District and did Idaho history in fourth grade, and I don't know where this story came from.
He's talked to friends and relatives, but no one else had heard of it. Marshall even thought there was a chance he made the story up.
Honestly, I don't think I'm that creative. That's why I do think I heard that story somewhere, sometime in my 48 years of existence.
And if anyone could verify the story, it'd be Amber Byerly, a historian with the Idaho State Historical Society at the Old Penitentiary in Boise, and the state's foremost expert on the Old Pen's history.
The story with the goatheads comes up every once in a while, and usually it's from a visitor that kind of comes through.
So Marshall, you're not crazy. Other people have heard the story too. But as to the accuracy of the lore, Amber and her colleague Anthony Perry looked through tons of archival material for us.
First started with the warden's reports. Things like this often were reported in the Idaho Statesman, and we even went through some of our oral histories from former guards.
They really looked everywhere. And Amber's conclusion, at least for now,
we actually were really hopeful that the story was true. And we're still holding out hope. The problem is we just have not found anything that verifies this in any way, shape, or form.
So if the lore is true, there's just no proof yet. But Amber says the tiniest clue in other archival documents could lead to a new discovery in this story.
Things like that would be buried within, you know, personal records and personal journals. And so people that know any of the administration that formerly worked here or had a connection, that's usually where we can at least get that sliver, that one bit of information that can lead us to the right thing. And then from there, sometimes it is hidden in plain sight.
So have you heard of the story of the goat heads? Where did you first hear it? And if you have any clues that might help us figure this out, get in touch. Go to boisestatepublicradio.org and click on Wanna Know Idaho on the podcast tab. While you're there, you can also let us know what you are curious about. What gem state question should we look into next? That is up to you.
Wanna Know Idaho is a production of Boise State Public Radio, and that episode was produced by our production assistant, Molly Wampler. You can find previous episodes of Wanna Know Idaho at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. And I want to thank all of you for joining us on this Friday, and we do want to hear from you. Right now, we're looking for stories from new voters. Are you exercising your right to vote for the very first time? Maybe you recently turned 18, or maybe you're a new American. Have you been eligible to vote before, but you didn't? So what made you change your mind? Send us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu, or download the free Boise State Public Radio app where you can record and send us a radio quality message using the Talk to Us feature. Or you can leave us a voicemail too, all kinds of options. That number, 208-426-3621. Again, 208-426-3621. And we may use your message in our election 2020 coverage. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's Friday. Have a great weekend. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and we'll see you back here next week.